Loeffler doubles down on call for WNBA to reject BLM, designed to bring socialism through its Marxist principles. By Jeff Poor on July 10, 2020. McDonough, Georgia, last week, Senator Kelly Loeffler, RGA, co-owner of the WNBA's Atlanta Dream, denounced that league's decision to insert the Black Lives Matter political movement into the sport. Loeffler, who is running in an election for the U.S. Senate seat she was appointed to late last year by Governor Brian Kemp, RGA, sent a letter to WNBA Commissioner Kathy Engelbert protesting the WNBA's future incorporation of Black Lives Matter into its product. Following a meet-and-greet event in Henry County, just southeast of Atlanta, Loeffler told Breitbart News in an interview she saw an imperative to speak out regardless of the consequences and make people aware of the radical objectives of the Black Lives Matter political movement. "This isn't about me or the team," she explained. "This is about what I saw when I tried to speak out. They tried to take my business. This is a fear I am now hearing across the country. I'm hearing from so many Americans, this is a concern I have. If I don't share someone's political view, I'm afraid of being boycotted or canceled or fired. I'm afraid of being charged of hate when I speak out. And I want to make sure people know Black Lives Matter. The political organization is very different from the goal we all have of making sure that every African American life is valued and matters," Loeffler continued. "This is a long-standing thing I've been working on. To make sure that we have unity, diversity in our community. Look at my actions, my words over my life. They speak for themselves. This Black Lives Matter political organization is designed to bring socialism through its Marxist principles. And I need to make sure people understand there is a big difference." The Georgia Republican U.S. Senator went on to list the agenda of Black Lives Matter, which was steeped in politics and values that were outside of the mainstream. "The political organization, when you donate, you're donating through Act Blue, which supports liberal Democrat causes," she said. "I don't think people are aware there is a political tie to this. They're advocating to get President Trump out of the White House. There's a definite political agenda, and a social agenda to radically transform America. And how are they doing that? They're talking about not just defunding, but abolishing the police, destroying the nuclear family. They're promoting violence and anti-Semitism. People aren't aware of this," Loeffler continued. "So I feel like I have to speak out, and I have to also continue to speak out and say we have to do the hard work of making sure equality and freedom exist across our country for all Americans. But me being attacked for speaking out is a good example of why we need strong leaders with a backbone in Washington who are going to stand up for the life of every American." Loeffler argued one of the aims of sports, including the WNBA, should be to unite, which appeared to be antithetical to the Black Lives Matter movement's stated agenda. "If you read the website, they put in plain view what they believe," Loeffler said. "And they don't believe in America. I wrote a letter to the WNBA and said that we should be uniting the country through sports, not dividing it. Their divisive agenda at the Black Lives Matter political organization doesn't advance the cause. There is a right way to do this. It's doing the things that Americans, that businesses, that co-workers are doing across this country. Having the tough conversations about equality and race, but not by transforming the country, creating an anarchy. You have these autonomous zones where an 8-year-old here in Atlanta was murdered. BLM, the organization, did not speak out about that. They don't focus on that. They focus on radically changing America, promoting their leftist agenda, and getting President Trump kicked out of the White House." Loeffler faces Representative Doug Collins, RGA, among others, in a special election for Georgia's U.S. Senate seat, on November 3. Follow Jeff Poor on Twitter at Jeff_Poor.